This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brought to you by Human Appeal International. AJ's Lounge.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and welcome to Ramadan Dates, a show about the faith, fasting and the holy month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, gives us an opportunity in this holy month to improve our character and to discipline ourselves. One of the qualities that we should all be working on during this holy month is our manners. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him, said in the hadith, "I have only been sent to perfect good manners." With us today to talk to us about the importance of manners in this day and age is our guest, Sheikh Bilal Dhannoun, a marriage celebrant and a Quran and Islamic studies teacher. Sheikh Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Welcome to the show, Sheikh.
Barakallahu feekum.
Sheikh, the akhlaq or the manners are something that is critical to a Muslim and something very important that every single person must be working on. What is the relationship or association between akhlaq and manners in the month of Ramadan?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Undoubtedly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy to all of mankind. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that I have been commissioned, I have been sent to perfect good moral character.
Yes.
And so, alhamdulillah, there is a lot of teachings from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Quran, from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which deal with this topic. Now, Ramadan is a time of detox.
Yes.
It's a time to reform ourselves. Ramadan isn't just about abstaining from the nullifiers of fast as far as food and drink is concerned or desire is concerned, but it is also about abstaining from the sins of the tongue. It's about reforming ourselves. It's about becoming better individuals, especially as we know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that during the month of Ramadan, the devils are chained.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the chief devils. Okay, so they're chained up. So there's more opportunity to better oneself during this holy month and during this very blessed month. One hadith that comes to mind that it's related to Ramadan and manners is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that if a person basically abuses you, yes, whether it's verbally or attacks you, then the response is, I am fasting, meaning I'm not here now prepared to reduce my reward of fasting. So it is very important that we are very conscious of our actions during the month of Ramadan. Now, when you are conscious for 30 days of your manners, how do you think your manners will be after Ramadan?
Allahu Akbar.
So Ramadan is this window of opportunity for us to better ourselves. And studies have shown that it takes between about 30 to 40 days for a change in behavior to become a habit. It takes some 6 months maybe for that habit to become a lifestyle. Islam is now offering us through Ramadan an opportunity for change.
So this is like a training course pretty much for each and every single individual Muslim to better his manners, his akhlaq, the way he deals with others.
Yes, or we can look at it as a spiritual boot camp.
Yes, okay.
Or we can look at it as basically an institute whereby we enter to really make a change for the better, insha'Allah ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه." That whoever does not leave off evil speech or bad speech and acting upon that bad speech, then Allah is not in need of that person to leave off his food or drink. So there are two things here in this hadith. Leaving off the bad speech, whether it's backbiting, whether it's slander, whether it's gossip, whether it's lies, okay, whatever it is, leaving it off. And that when this type of negativity or sinful actions come your way, that you don't act upon this as well, making sure that your manners are always present. Now, when it comes to manners in Islam, we're talking about manners when it comes to your actions, your yes. physical actions, and your verbal actions or your words as well.
Absolutely. And Sheikh Bilal, some people sometimes say in the month of fasting that they use this as an excuse that, oh, I'm fasting, it's very easy for me to lose my temper when I'm fasting. Because I'm fasting, I can act whichever way I want because I'm already sort of short on the food and the drink and the nutrition and the sustenance that I need. So sometimes people use this as an excuse to get angry. What would be some advice for these people?
That's not an excuse at all, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instilled within us the concept also of sabr, which is patience.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to patience in Islam, patience is required when it comes to our obligations, such as salah, such as fasting, such as hajj.
Yes.
Okay. So we need to be patient when it comes to acts of worship. We need to be patient when it comes to haram. So if saying something that is going to be bringing about a sinful deed or a sinful action, then we have to refrain from this. So yes, Islam teaches us that when it comes to sabr, patience, it's required with regards to our obligations. It's required with leaving off the haram, leaving off bad, and also when it comes to our calamities and our misfortunes. So we really need to control ourselves and remember that we are in a state of ibadah. We are in a state of worship.
Yes.
That's what Ramadan is reminding us about throughout the day and throughout all the days of Ramadan. So really, we need to be patient and to really not only be fasting from food and drink, but from fasting on saying the wrong things. And that's what fasting is. It's an abstinence. It's abstaining from something.
Absolutely. And Sheikh Bilal, our role model is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was described as as-sadiq al-amin, the truthful, the most honest, the most credible sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had the best of manners, and we should always try and emulate his manners sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell us a bit about his manners.
Well, really, to answer this question, we go to the hadith. We go to the prophetic tradition that we read in Sahih Muslim, whereby Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Aisha is the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one day somebody came and asked her this very question.
SubhanAllah.
And she said to this questioner, "Do you not read the Quran?" And then she said, "Kana khuluqu نبي الله القرآن أو كان خلقه القرآن." That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his character or his akhlaq, his manners was the Quran. So he was an embodiment of the Quran, meaning whatever the Quran said to do, he did it. He was like this walking Quran. Now he put the Quran into action, and he didn't just verbalize the Quran and articulate the Quran, but he truly put it into action. And I think that's probably the best response I can give you, the response of Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha.
Radiallahu anha. And of course, we all know from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the story of his life, that he had the best of manners in the way he dealt with his companions, the best of manners when he dealt with his wives, the best of manners when he dealt with the non-Muslims. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is someone that all of us should actually look up to when it comes to manners and remember these stories. And that's one way that we can actually improve our akhlaq. Sheikh, what is the importance of akhlaq in Islam?
Well,
or manners?
When we look at akhlaq or when we look at manners, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى, and say to people, he didn't just say, by the way, say to believers. وقولوا للناس, and say to people, this includes Muslims and non-Muslims. وقولوا للناس حسنا, say that which is حسن, that which is good. So حسن الخلق, when the ulama, when the scholars of Islam talk about akhlaq, they actually say حسن الخلق, and that means that we say that which is good. Now, when we also look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and you are on an exalted character, you have a very high character. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in several hadiths, in several prophetic traditions, speaks about akhlaq and speaks about manners. Hadith that we read in Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. He said, the most perfect of the believers in terms of their faith, in terms of their iman, are those who are best in akhlaq, those who are best in manners. Yet in another hadith, in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he again talks about akhlaq when he says, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Yes. And deal with people. When you're dealing with people, deal with them through good character, through good mannerisms.
Excellent. Sheikh, we'll get to a quick break, inshallah. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Sheikh Bilal Dhannoun about this virtue of good manners. Don't go away.
Oh, Ramadan days.
We've helped over 2 million people, built over 1,000 wells, sponsored over 58,000 orphans, fed over 1.5 million people, sheltered over 5,000 families, treated over 80,000 people, and educated over 5,000 students. But we still need more. We need to build more wells, sponsor more orphans, shelter more families, provide more aid, feed more people, and educate more students. Whatever the crisis, your donation means we can help. Human Appeal International. Do more this Ramadan.
You've worked hard for your money. Now let your money work hard for you. An Islamically compliant and ethical investment. Cordobra Investments. 1-300-664-746. CordobraInvestments.com.au.
Oh, Ramadan days.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. We are with Sheikh Bilal Dhannoun, and we are talking about the importance of good manners in this holy month of Ramadan, and how each and every single one of us must work very hard to correct and improve our manners, the way we deal with people, the way we deal with others around us, inshallah. Sheikh Bilal, what is the reward of having good akhlaq or good manners in Islam?
One of the hadiths that come to my mind is a hadith that is found in Sunan Abi Dawood, whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he speaks about Jannah, he speaks about the prize, and he says that the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever leaves off quarreling,
yes,
you know, argumentation, even if he is in the right, yes, then he says, I guarantee a mansion or a house for him in the surroundings or in the outskirts of Jannah.
Allahu
then
Akbar.
He says, whoever leaves off lying, even if it is as a joke, leaving off lying, even as a joke, he says, I guarantee him a house in the center of Jannah.
Allahu
now
Allah.
Comes the akhlaq and comes the manners. He says, and whoever has the best of manners, then he will be in the, he will have a mansion in the highest level of Jannah.
Allahu
so
Akbar.
Without a doubt, that is truly an amazing and a beautiful reward and compensation for those who perfect their akhlaq.
And you mentioned, of course, I mean, if someone is quarreling or arguing, just leaving that aside, even if you're in the right, even if you truly believe that you're in the right and you've got the better position or whatever it may be, just letting that go for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of good manners, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us great rewards. What about the ranks of people that have good manners, Sheikh?
There is a hadith whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لا يدرك بحسن الخلق درجة الصائم القائم, that a believer can reach the ranks or the status of a person who perpetually is fasting, who fasts
always fasting,
okay, all the time fasting. درجة الصائم والقائم, and a qa'im is a person who's always standing up in night prayers. And we know how virtuous and how meritorious it is to be praying throughout the night, qiyam. You know what people are doing these days during Ramadan with Taraweeh, for example, going to the mosque and praying, you know, for long periods of time to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, subhanAllah, what a shortcut. By simply having superb manners and good akhlaq, good manners, husnul khuluq, then you can attain that reward and that status and that rank, insha'Allah ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar. And this is something that, I mean, every single one of us must be working on improving their manners. How could we work on having better manners in this holy month of Ramadan?
Well, when it comes to, like I said, manners, we can make sure that our relationship, first and foremost, with our parents, that we are patient with our parents, that we watch what we say to them, we don't hurt their feelings, not hurting the feelings of our loved ones, you know, our spouse, our work colleagues. We need to really just be very conscious. I think if we are conscious, if we really put in front of us some key words in Ramadan, that, you know, some of the key words normally, okay, we have, for example, fasting, you know, abstaining from food and drink. That's one key word. We might have, you know, qiyam, night prayers.
Yes.
We might have sadaqah. Okay,
charity.
We might have another one. Could be, for example, any of the good deeds that the Prophet ﷺ reading Quran. So the Quran is a keyword. We should have another keyword, and that is manners.
Yes.
That we keep it in front of us. Now, when we are conscious of something, when we are conscious of a certain trait or attribute, and we do it again and again,
what becomes second nature?
It becomes second nature. It becomes part of our subconscious. After Ramadan, because we're now in a habit of doing it all the time. So let us be conscious of how we are dealing with people. As soon as I come now to a person I'm about to interact with him, let me get into a conscious state of mind and how, hey, now it's manners time. Just like when you enter the masjid,
yes,
and you know it's manners with Allah, straight away you put on, you know, you put on your best behavior in the masjid because you're standing before Allah. Now I'm in front of another human being and I need to make sure that I have the correct manners with this person. And inshallah, it becomes second nature, as you said.
And this is great advice, Sheikh Bilal. I mean, sometimes, unfortunately, you find that people have good manners towards others, towards their friends. But when it comes to those that are nearest and closest, you know, the ones within the same household, they sort of fail on that, whether it's their spouse, their husband, their wife, their children, their parents, as you might have mentioned. I mean, what would be your advice for the people that are sort of closest to you when it comes to manners?
It's very disheartening, isn't it? Like, those that are nearest to us, we give them the leftovers.
SubhanAllah.
Right? It's very disheartening. And Allah says in the Quran, الْأَقْرَبُونَ أَوْلَى بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that those who are nearest to you are most deserving of your good treatment. By that, we know, for example, that in Islam, you know, the mother has a very lofty position.
Exactly.
So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when somebody came to him, he said, who is most deserving of my good companionship? And he said, your mother. He said, who next? Your mother. Who next? Your mother. Who next? Your father. Okay, so that's one example of how important it is to be in close companionship and love with your mother. When it comes to your spouse, I mean, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Khayrukum khayrukum li ahli, wa ana khayrukum li ahli." That the best of you are those who are best to their family members, and I am the best to my family members. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. So, you know, we see that the neighbor, for example, in Islam, we know that you know, Jibril, the great angel Gabriel, again and again spoke to the Prophet ﷺ about being good, okay, to his neighbor and being good to neighbors, right? To the extent the Prophet, peace be upon him, thought that neighbors were going to be included as part of inheritance, that they can inherit you. You know, that's how close they are to you. So yes, let's begin with those people who are closest to us and be very conscious again of our loved ones and ensuring that we treat them with outstanding manners, inshallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually asked. He was asked about who is it, what is it that guarantees people Jannah? What is it that guarantees people, which action that allows people to enter Jannah the most? And he said, Taqwallahi wa husnul khuluq.
Allahu Akbar.
Taqwallah wa husnul khuluq. And the hadith is found in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Taqwallah is the reverence of Allah and the fear of Allah, or being God conscious at all times. And this is what Ramadan is about.
All about taqwa.
It's all about taqwa. La'allakum
tattaqoon.
In order that you gain taqwa. So taqwa, okay, part of having taqwa, okay, we have to add to that taqwa now manners. Husnul khuluq. And that is, inshallah, going to be a recipe for entering Jannah.
Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of taqwa and to give us the best of manners when we are dealing with people, inshallah. We'll be right back after the break.
Ramadan days.
For Taylor Small Goods and Wholesale Meat Supplies, provide the very best in quality meat products and hand-slaughtered chicken. For Taylor, available at reputable halal butchers and select Coles supermarkets. 13000 halal.
Dougie's Grill,
providing a unique fresh taste of authentic Mediterranean cuisine and Portuguese-style chicken, all carefully prepared using our addictive fresh recipes and finished with our unique blend of herbs and spices.
Addicted to Dougie's Grill.
Voted by the Daily Telegraph in the top 10 of Sydney's best burgers.
Ramadan days.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. We are speaking today with Sheikh Bilal Dhannoun about the importance of good manners. Sheikh, you've given us some great advice on how we should use this holy month, the month of Ramadan, as something to facilitate the improvement of our manners, the improvement of our conduct with those close to us and with those around us as well. How does Islam differentiate between manners towards Muslims and manners towards non-Muslims, let's say?
Islam doesn't differentiate. I mean, Islam teaches us to be good, as I said earlier in the quoting the verse from the Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ.
Yes.
And say to people good words. And we know from the biography and the seerah, or the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever he came across anybody, he was outstanding. He was very generous. And we know, for example, when a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him, hey, give me from what Allah has given you. And the Prophet ﷺ had sheep.
Yes.
He had sheep that was between two mountains. And he said, here, take this sheep. This is yours. He was a non-Muslim. Okay. And again, the Prophet ﷺ, and this man ends up becoming a Muslim through the good character and through the generous nature of the Prophet
ﷺ. So the Muslim should really work hard on improving his character, especially towards non-Muslims. I mean, today, unfortunately, for some reason, Muslims are not known to be for the best of character.
Well, they need to be known, because that's the reality. The reality is that Islam teaches us good character, and Islam teaches us to perfect our actions with everybody that we come across. And when it comes to non-Muslims, how else are we going to package, and how else are we going to make them love the true Islam that Allah has revealed through the Quran and through the words of His final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. So it is very, very important that all Muslims take heed and realize that it is so important to be extra kind to non-Muslims during the month of Ramadan, so that they can understand Islam through our actions and not only through our words.
Absolutely. This is some great advice from Sheikh Bilal Dhannoun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, and Jazakallah khair for being with us today. Brothers and sisters, dear viewers, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.